company with the BBC and made our way to another crop circle location, parking just off the road and walking along a track to a ridge overlooking an eye formation in the field below. We met two New Age traveller types by their transit van. One of them, Mark, was quite happy to tell me of his crop circle experiences.
Yeah, we spent a few nights out here. First of all, we spent a night in Salisbury Hill, and then we spent the night in actual corn circle. Mm-hmm. And I've done some work with healers and healing energies, and found the energy in the corn circle to be actually healing itself. So I think that I feel as if the vast majority of them are actually genuine, because the patterns are so intricate. And
what would you mean by genuine?
Well, genuine in the sense that they're not created by man.
Pointing to the eye formation below, I asked Mark for his theory on such a crop circle.
Well, I think it's some sort of intelligence that's not human.
It occurred to me that perhaps Rod and John had been beamed down from a spaceship after all, and as they stood beside me, Mark continued to enlighten us upon the eye formation.
It's an eye, is it?
Yeah, Horus eye. Horus, I think, is a reference to some Egyptian mythology, but if you go down into it, it's a very balanced and natural organic shape. And the corn actually itself, you know, has been very delicately treated, in the sense that it hasn't been broken at the bottom, it still grows, it still can be harvested. It looks like it's been gently set down much more sensitively than a human could do it. And also the intricacy of the pattern and the geometry and the dimensions and the accuracy of the scale, you know, is very, very precise. You need to go and have a look at it for yourself, and I'd recommend that people do have a look at them.
When you're talking about healing, can you expand on that?
Yeah, whatever it does, you know, it vitalizes the energy, whatever electromagnetic or type of energy that's generated, those circles are a byproduct of the generation of that. You know, I feel it to be healing. I noticed a warmth coming up from the actual ground whilst lying on it, you know, which was similar to if you get hands-on healing from a healer,
yeah.
Which was a very interesting phenomenon. In the morning, you wake up particularly vitalized, and just you have your internal organs appear to be soothed and rested. So I see them as benevolent.
Have you seen anything unusual at all?
Well, an interesting thing that happened to my vehicle here is the dashboard light and the headlight side light never worked, in the sense that I replaced the bulb, and the dashboard light hasn't worked in about 6 months. And just as soon as I came onto this particular site, they both started working. That the sort of first evening that we came here. We haven't seen any sort of lights or anything like that, but there is film footage, which you'll probably be seeing in the news soon, which military helicopters, you know, are in this very place, and they're trying to sort of chase people away from the circles. Then this is all on camera. And so what happens is, we saw it at a conference, and the army helicopter goes over to the corn circle, and a ball of light comes out of the corn circle, goes in front of the helicopter, then goes round to the back of the helicopter, and then the helicopter moves round, and the ball of light disappears.
Now, and this is caught on film?
Yeah.
Have you seen the film?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, it'll be released. You know, what they're doing is they're doing a... Excuse me. They're going to ask the military for a quote on it, you know, to what is actually going on, because it appears like the military knew in advance that this was going to be taking place.
How many helicopters were there involved? Just the one?
Yeah, two military helicopters on operation. They weren't just training flight helicopters, and they were sort of full of people and bristling with electronic equipment, as well as can be seen from the footage.
And was it during the night or...?
During the day.
During the day.
The circle had not only attracted the attention of the military, but fixed the electrics on Mark's van. I wondered if the healing power shouldn't reach Mark's cough. Or was that the result of one night too many spent in the crop circle? We found several walkers viewing the web from the ridge. Inside the circle, I found two crop circle researchers.
How big would you say this one is?
300 foot. About 300.
You measured it?
We've spoken to someone, but
they've been here before, measured it.
Yeah,
we assume.
Yeah.
That's the answer to it.
And is it any particular, I mean, can you see if it's any particular pattern or design?
Spider's web. Definite spider's web.
In the air.
Yeah. Well, somebody's seen aerial photographs.
Really?
Formation from the air, yeah.
Not what, of this one?
Yes. They've already been up
and it's only and it was only made when
yesterday morning, Thursday.
I was starting to have one of those I know something you don't know feelings, yet felt compelled to push the researchers for their explanation.
Well, we're very involved in this, and it seems to be interacting with human beings in a way, because he was meditating on the mound over there.
About 3 days before this formed, I was on the mound just about 100 feet away. I thought I decided to try a little experiment, have a little meditate and
project your thoughts.
My thoughts into this particular area of the crop because I had this intense feeling. I've never usually had these feelings, but I had an intense feeling that something might form here. And lo and behold,
well, we've been coming up here for the last 4 years, you see, and we've been seeing this crop. It's never been touched before, and we've been hoping for something really to appear anyway.
It was a very wet day tonight, wasn't it?
That's right, it was very torrential rain.
Pouring down all night.
Cold torrential
all
rain.
And we were going to do a watch, but we couldn't, of course, because of the rain.
Do a watch?
Silvery Hill we usually go. So if you see any
strange anomalies, seen columns
of light and luminosities, you know, travelling about intelligently in the sky. They don't make a noise or any sound, they just...
Well, can you describe one as accurately as possible for me?
I saw one last night, actually. Mm-hmm. We're in Knapphill car park, which is very near Alton Barnes. We'd only just been there about 10 minutes, and it was about 9 o'clock in the evening, and we just noticed, just appeared from nowhere, this huge orange globe.
How far away from you?
That was about a mile.
About a half mile, something like that.
And could you give a rough estimate as to the size of it?
About 30, 40 foot.
Yeah.
More time you spend out here in this area, the more you see. Obviously, you've got to be, you know, very persevering.
And we're out here.
It does pay dividends.
So how long did this ball of light stay there
for? It was very short, about 7 seconds.
7 seconds,
and it just
come on fast and it went off.
It's like an eye blink. It's like, it come on slowly. And it just went out slowly. Like,
what are you doing in the formation right now? Are you surveying?
Looking at the stems there, any oddities, just any oddities really, but 30 people already been in it. You really have to go in it totally fresh to find
out. We've been in them when they've been fresh, and we found stems that have been unbroken. You know, if it was a force like mechanical, like somebody with a roller, surely they would be damaged in some way.
No,
it seems impossible to me for any human being to have made it, because it was so neat and precise. And
where you've got standing clock, you've got a circle, and there's no entry to the circle. There's about, you know, you can have any number, like 10 foot standing clock.
Is there anything strange about this particular one, or is this a run of the mill crop circle?
It's very complex.
It's
enormously complex.
It seems to be going to and forth like a spider would spin its web, if you see what I mean. The flow is going opposite directions as the web, as you go outwards. Oh, I'm not sure what it looks like on the air, but it must look quite accurate.
There's something other than earthbound that is involved
here? Yes, we do. Of course, very much so.
Yes. Our experiences, then, certainly so, yeah.
Yes.
We do believe that. We believe there are some hoaxes, but very few, possibly 5-10%, but that's about it, really. This has formed in a night where it's pouring with rain. This is the thing, it would have to, you know, come out and make this. This is actually enormous and... That's right, yeah.
I phoned the nearest RAF base at Lynham. They don't keep helicopters, just Hercules. And if lots of people are witnessing strange balls of light in the sky, well, they're not informing the community relations office at local RAF Odeon. Yes, the area is used for military manoeuvres, and landing lights may be required, but there is no official line on strange phenomena from the military PR office. So there you have it. Fact or fiction, truth blurs into myth, and the area is steeped in myth and ancient legend. Is there anybody out there? Are all crop circles hoaxes? What is a hoax? What is genuine? And do you really believe I stood in the middle of a field at night to record the sounds of wheat? Well, who knows? But to add more fuel to the mystery is another little chap I found running round the spider's web.
Did you make this circle?
Yes, I
did.
Did
you?
Yes.
How long did it take you?
About 10, 14 days.
14 days? That's busy work, isn't it?
Got to go.
Do you play in here often? What's your name?
William.
William. Thank you, William.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.